A day after declaring four basketball players ineligible for the NCAA tournament, University of Minnesota President Mark Udoff told state senators the allegations of academic fraud by players are very serious business. He also repeated his pledge for a thorough investigation and said nothing will be swept under the rug.
This should be the cleanest, most above board, professional quality, external, fair and partial investigation that we can arrange. When we get the report, we will act upon the report, and all the speculation in the world, in the newspapers or elsewhere, is no substitute for that thorough fact-finding process. And we also intend for that investigation to be prompt and to proceed swiftly.
Udoff says the university is looking at outside law firms that specialize in such investigations, but that no one has been hired. He says the investigation should take at least 2 months. The NCAA could then decide to penalize the school for any violations. Udoff told lawmakers he views this as an isolated event.
There are going to be other people who come out and say, well, you know, we had a problem back in 1986 or something. Some of these allegations will simply wash out. There'll be nothing to them. Some of them will be half-truth, and probably, unfortunately, some of them will be true, and that's what we need to act on.
Republican Senator Cal Larson of Fergus Falls told Udoff he's disturbed by the problems he sees in modern college sports. He urged the president to root out any wrongdoing at the U of M.
You really gotta be tough, be bold, and don't be bashful. And I know you won't, but this is gonna be a tough job.
Udoff told Larson and other senators he does not know how much the investigation will cost, but the Senate Higher Education Committee funds much of the university's budget. And DFL Senator Sam Solon of Duluth is concerned about a potentially large, unexpected expense.
And unfortunately, we're going to have to spend a lot of good university dollars in another area, one of the numerous legal entanglements that takes money away from the more important things at the university.
Solon also suggested the university look into the academic integrity of its other athletic programs. But Udoff said other student-athletes should not be guilty by association. He says he does not plan for a widespread investigation. DFL Senator Steve Murphy of Red Wing agrees.
I think this should be an investigation about the basketball team and shouldn't get, blown out of proportion. I don't think that we need more Kenneth Starrs running around.
But Udoff does admit academic fraud is not limited to student-athletes. He says it's a growing problem for all colleges and universities and difficult to police. DFL Senator Leroy Stumpf of Thief River Falls, the committee chairman, says he thinks the university might rely too much on papers and tests. He suggested Udoff consider ways for students to demonstrate what they've learned.
So I don't know if you can somehow use this as a jumping off point for outcome-based testing or results-orientated testing. But anyway, I want to put that out there.
Stumpf later clarified he is not proposing a higher education version of the profile of learning, the controversial K-12 system of outcome measurement. He urged Udoff to keep his committee updated on its investigation. Stumpf's counterpart in the House, Republican Representative Peggy Lepick of Golden Valley, says her House Higher Education Committee will also monitor the investigation, but says she has no plans to call Udoff to testify. Another person who will be monitoring developments from afar is the governor.
It's not my place to have an opinion. That's why the University of Minnesota and state government are separate.
Governor Ventura again weighed in on the U of M basketball scandal, telling reporters he's confident Udoff and the university regents will appropriately handle the matter. But Ventura is also troubled by the plight of the four players who couldn't play in the tournament game.
The president and the Board of Regents made their call. I respect their call. I think it was probably, under the circumstances, the right call. But what I'm seeing is the bigger picture, that it seems there's a double, like I talked about, in the real world, you're innocent until they prove you guilty. But in the world of collegiate athletics, you apparently guilty till you prove you're innocent.
University officials say they plan an announcement next week on the hiring of a firm to conduct the investigation. I'm Tim Pugmire, Minnesota Public Radio.